was thinking about all the things that water can mean. We heard some of them in the first service. We'll hear them when we get to read your cards, when Dan and I read what you've written, so everyone can hear some of the many things that water means to us. Of course, not knowing what anybody would share, I just thought about what other people have said to me or what I've experienced over the years. Water can mean calm or peace, quenching of thirst. It might be that what we think of when we think of water is relaxation or fun. Water symbolizes movement and change on the one hand, and serenity and stillness on the other. Both, depending on the water, depending on what we need and seek. Water may be a terrifying power that no human life or creation can withstand, like a flood or a tsunami. And water can mean relief from terrifying events like drought or starvation. Water is home to animals. It is the sufferer of the poisons that we've carelessly dumped. And so it can come to mean sadness and regret, even guilt for us. And then its motion, its music, can be like the gentle rain that washes those feelings away and lets us begin again. And water, of course, for each of us has associations with special places and people, famous cities built on famous bodies of water and rivers. And here in our congregation and so many other places in our lives, it can evoke rituals of mourning and praise and healing. And so this is what we bring to our water communion, these very specific experiences and meanings. And although we might hear the same meaning from two different cards, we know it's not the same in each person's life, in each person's memory. Even the same word means something different. And so here we all are, many of us holding these little containers of our own experiences, our own meanings, and then we're going to pour them all together. And each brings something that's completely ours and yet be united. Because here's something else about water that we all have in common, and that is that we're all made of water. More than half of our bodies is water. And not just the pieces, the parts that we know are liquidy, like the blood and tears and sweat. We know that each of our cells is like a little container of mostly water. Even the cells of our bones contain largely water. And then, regardless of who our parents are, we all started life as a fetus, a baby about to be born and floating in the water of a woman's womb, which also evokes the way life on this planet came out of water. All of us and every other living being on this planet began in the oceans. So I was thinking about this because we were thinking about singing this hymn that's troubled me in certain ways. We sang it at the first service, and I'll tell you about the words right now. It's the words are, "There's a river flowing in my soul, and it's telling me that I'm somebody." Now, I guess I grew up in a place, in a culture, a little like Palo Alto, this sort of very strong emphasis on being somebody. And being somebody in that context, for me, meant not only being special, being one of a kind, which we all are, but being better than other people. As if the world is populated mostly by nobodies, and it's important to be a somebody. So I heard this hymn in that, with those memories, and thought, what does that mean to be a somebody? I don't want to say I have to be a somebody better than anybody else. And to me, the water communion means something very different. And then I thought about that river, and I realized what it was trying to tell me. There's a river flowing in my soul. And that river flows through everybody, my soul and your soul and your soul, everything, everything that lives. And that river flowing through all of us and everything tells me I'm somebody, not because I'm so different, not because I'm better and separate from everybody else, but because I'm a part of everything else, of everyone else. We're all a part of each other. And this great wondrous thing that goes back millions upon millions of years and go into the future, into a time that none of us can even imagine. And if anything, what makes each of us somebody is that we are a part of one another and this whole amazing universe. A very different kind of somebody-ness. Not being a part, separate, special, but being connected. That even when we feel like, oh, maybe I'm nobody, we know I'm somebody because look at this amazing world I'm a part of. So let us remember that as we each bring our little bit, just like the people did at the original water communion, to make something far greater and to be reminded that we are part of something that makes us all somebody, someone very special.